Lions come over. We're ready to play. 9:08. Now the clock starts to roll. A&M Commerce is going to try a little trickery. Play action. No, it's a handoff, and look at Cooper go. That's Theo Wofford down the far sideline all the way to the Midwestern 27. They faked everybody out.
They did. They had that end around coming to Darby Smith, and once again, they're watching Darby too much, right? They faked it to Darby, and it went to Theo up the middle, and nobody saw that coming. That's a huge play. Theo Wofford, once again, has just been gigantic this year.
Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that part of the psych out ready for this game is to use social media? They were talking about Darby and what he'd do if he got the ball today. He hasn't touched it once. Stacked receivers each way, handoff, and it is Cooper who gets blasted as he makes it down to the 23-yard line. But Cooper, a gain of four, maybe five.
Cooper's taken a couple of rough hits today. We haven't seen Richard really get popped that much, but Midwestern defense, they are a physical bunch, and they put a couple of licks on him.
17-17 our score with a little over 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. A&M Commerce now threatening to retake the lead. Lions were up 7-0. It was tied at 7. They went up 10-7. Here's Darby. Gets the little pitch forward, and they are on him like white on rice.
Yeah, they're somewhere in the pregame preparing for this game. Darby Smith's name has been mentioned, obviously, because everywhere that kid goes, there is two people following. That end around didn't work, but that's the play that they were setting up with that first Theo run. They faked it to Darby. That time they went with it, but like you said, too many Mustangs watching them.
Third and six. Lions have it on the right hash. Wide side left with three receivers there, two to the right. Harrison Stewart all alone in the backfield. We got a penalty flag. And Brock, who's clapping down there the most effectively?
Is it against? It's going to be a false start, it looks like.
Oh. That was going to be a lot better if it was against Midwestern, right? They will move it back to the 28. And third and six just became third and 11. Clock winding again. Darby comes out and fills the slot left side in between two other receivers, Marsh and Macon. And then Lance Evans over on the right side. Here's Stewart to throw, and he's going deep for Macon at the one. Touchdown!
Wow.
What a grab over the top of a defender and into the end zone for the score. And Colby Carthel's uncle says, let me fire my pop gun again.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's a great job there by Harrison Stewart. He looked out wide. Levi Wilson, 5'8", 195 pounds, is guarding Derek Macon at 6'4", 180. He basically took the snap and just lobbed it up.
That's a mismatch.
Not going
to
work.
That would be like me trying to cover Harrison Stewart on a trick play. 5'7 versus 6'5", I think he's going to win that. Christoph Martinez for the PAT. Is it on its way? We got a penalty flag. The kick's good, but let's see what the penalty might be.
The Avery Potts' helmet is on the ground, so you'd have to take maybe a hands at the face here or a face mask.
That, or you would hope not any kind of personal foul. I mean, this is a huge game for both clubs, but they both know that there's something bigger after this afternoon. But it is a personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct. Boy, Mill Maskell doesn't like that one. He came all the way out to the hash marks nearly, about the 10, to voice his displeasure, and he's not done yet.
That was actually Jason Ose had his helmet knocked off.
Well.
Bill Maskell, he's a little fired up. He's got his own players kind of holding him back right now. But.
Well, it was 27-14 was the final 3 weeks ago between these same two teams. Right now the scoreboard reads A&M Commerce 24 and Midwestern State 17. So the tie has been broken. The Lions ready to kick off and see if they can stiff arm. You know, they had that 17-10 lead, Brock. And then Midwestern State got the block punt.
Yeah.
That put them ahead. Well, I think I've got my order wrong here, but you know what I mean.
If you take away that one mental lapse on the special teams for the Lions, you're looking at a 24-10 game. The Lions are
It was 10-all. Midwestern goes in for the score. They're up by a touchdown. Lions tied it up before the half. Now they get ahead. So they have completely erased that touchdown lead that Midwestern got on the block punt. And the kickoff by Christoph Martinez will be from the 50, and I will be shocked, sir, if Colby Carthel doesn't try to get the ball back right now. Something booted.
Yeah, we've
around
seen
the
him.
25 or 30.
We've
or
seen
20.
Him. We'll do it even an onside right here from midfield. If you don't recover it, they get the ball at the 35. You're all right.
So Christoph is marking off his paces. He's got a lot of gunners and hunters on the left side, and he's going to put a toe into this. The high short drifts over to the corner, and it bounces right up and blown up.
Buck.
By the Lion cover team, Buck Wilson comes down and dumps the Mustang return man at the three.
I tell you what, Christoph Martinez just pulled out the old nine iron. That thing popped straight up in the air. But as soon as it hit on about the 2-yard line, the returner was sitting there waiting for it to obviously roll into the end zone. That thing
or go out of bounds.
Yeah, or it bounced straight up in the air, and it forced him to grab the ball, but he had nowhere to go, and Buck ate his lunch.
That was Don Jerry, who got obliterated after he made that possession-saving grab. But Midwestern State is far from being out of prison right now as the Mustangs line up first down and 10 from their own 4-yard line. A long look over at the sideline. We're waiting for something to get rolling, and now the referee gets out of the way and says, play ball. Hagan Hutchinson lined up two steps deep in the end zone, and he's going to hand it off. Dante Taylor across the 5, maybe to the 7. And Midwestern State gets a little bit more wiggle room and faces second down and 7 to go. Special teams can win some ball games for you, my friend. 6:34 and counting to play in the third. Lions up by a score. Midwestern State now second and 8 from its own 12 almost. Make that the 6. Snap. It's going to be Hutchinson keeping it. Throwing on a run beyond his open target at the 25. And now third down and 8 from inside their own 10.
Well, you see Danny Huckabee out there on the edge. He bit too much. As Hutchinson ran that ball around the corner, Huckabee left his man to come up after him. And as soon as he did it, you saw him kind of freeze because he just let his man run downfield. And luckily, Hutchinson overthrew that ball. But as soon as it hit the ground, Huckabee grabbed his own face mask and looked down like, oh, my goodness, I just caught a huge break.
He can go back to the locker room again.
He knew it. Lesson learned, though.
Here we go on 3rd and 8. This might be one of the biggest plays of the game. The snap. End around attempt, and look at this, with blockers, they'll get across the 10. It's going to be close. I don't think they got it, Brock. I think they're a yard shy.
They are. They're a yard shy. And we've got another Midwestern player down.
So time on the field. Bill Maskell probably going to chew on some more referees here. That's one of his favorite pastimes.
That is Dante Taylor. That's not good for Midwestern.
So the talented running back for Midwestern State, and while he is down, they've decided to call a timeout. We will take the break with them. 6:02 to go in the third. Lions on top of Midwestern State, 24-17. Keep it right here, won't you, on the Lions Sports Network. A&M Commerce Lions in this extended timeout. The Midwestern State running back, Dante Taylor, was able to get up and head over to the sideline. But, boy, Bill Maskell is in the middle of his punt team huddle right now, challenging every one of those guys to make sure the Lions don't get through and block a punt here of their own. They have done so before.
Well, a quick update. Number 8 in the region, Colorado Mesa, playing Western State, has to win this game to stay in the hunt. Western State has just tied that game 28-28 in the fourth, and we were kind of sitting up here talking about Colorado Mesa having it right there in front of them, but they're not pulling it off. And as B.J. Loudermilk brought up, Western State's the same team that beat Colorado Mines last week, so that Western State is just on a rampage of ruining people's seasons here at the end of the year.
That's inviting your ex-brother-in-law over to trash the house at a Christmas party, right?
It's one way to look at it, yeah.
Sure. On from his own end zone. Actually, he kicks it from the one. A wobbler. Fair catch made at the 44-yard line by Sean Hooks. I don't have a brother-in-law like that. You don't, I'm sure.
No, I actually have. I lucked out. I'm one of the guys that have the brother-in-laws he actually enjoys, yeah.
So with a good punt, Midwestern State has gotten out of its own end of the field, but without the football, A&M Commerce will begin this drive with 5:55 to go in the third quarter and a 24-17 lead. Richard Cooper trots out onto the field. He'll be in the back along with Harrison Stewart, who has everybody in tight again. This is interesting. They put a man in motion, hand it off. Cooper bounces off of one, comes around the edge. Can he get away from another? He does. Picks up seven or more and scoots out of bounds into the Midwestern bench in Mustang territory.
I have no idea how Richard Cooper got past the line of scrimmage. He bumped into a lineman on the right side of the line, kind of collapsed right there in front of him with nowhere to go. He bounced it backwards a couple of yards and got that edge and was able to get upfield. That's just a great job by Richard Cooper to make something out of nothing.
Now second and a short one. Ball on the right hash mark. Lions going right to left. Stewart wants to throw. Got time. Got a man. Going to get it there. No. That one sails beyond his target. And I think Lance Evans was who he was trying to dial up there.
Yeah, the Lions coaching staff are asking for a holding. There was a lot of bumping going on down that sideline. Harrison Stewart's looking at Evans, waiting for him to kind of get free of the coverage, but he couldn't ever get free because he was being grabbed. Can't blame him, though. Lance is getting deep on you quick.
Third and one. Two receivers left, one right. Tight end left. Stewart looks it over. Chumley actually lined up in the backfield as a second running back, but he is right up there behind the tackle on the left side. The snap. Harry to throw. Harry with a fade going for Macon. Caught! Five! Touchdown again!
Macon just twisting that knife a little bit. We mentioned Coach Maskell recruited him very hard, but Coach Carthel's staff pulled it off. And you talk about those off-season battles and what they mean on the field. That's Macon's second gigantic touchdown of the day here.
How do you like that? 5:27 to go in the third, and A&M Commerce has just made it a two-touchdown lead. Here is Christoph Martinez to put the exclamation point on it and make it 31-17, and that is exact. Oh, no, he doesn't. It's off to the left.
Yeah. He pulled it to the left.
We were bragging on him too soon, but the Lions up 30-17 over Bill Maskell and the Midwestern State Mustangs. The kick when we come back on the Lions Sports Network.